Shanti, good morning. So today we are very happy to have Sudesh Didi with us, and it's an honor to introduce Didi to all of you. So Sudesh Didi is a spiritual leader, teacher and yogi who has profoundly touched countless lives over the world over more than 6.5 decades. So Didi is based in Germany since 1996 as European Director of Brahma Kumaris, and also is the Director of Seminar House, a retreat center in Moringen. So Didi has traveled to more than 100 countries, addressing national, international conferences and delivering workshops and seminars. So Didi was born in the year 1942. Into a very spiritual family, and her earliest ambition was to serve humanity. So she went on to attain her bachelor's in arts degree in political science at Punjab University, Delhi, and alongside she also came in touch with Brahma Kumaris and became a student of Brahma Kumaris. And Didi was very fortunate to be inspired and trained by Brahma Baba, Mama and many senior dadis, and Didi dedicated her life in the year 1958, and Didi helped establish several centers, museums and conducted teachers trainings across India. And in the year 1974, Didi left India to UK, and based in UK, Didi traveled across the world, helped in establishing several centers. And also, through regular training programs, Didi has personally prepared hundreds of teachers who are now in different countries serving the activities of Brahma Kumaris. So today, Didi would explore the topic, understanding the deep relationship of belonging to Baba. Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. This mantra of Om Shanti means the relationship with my own self, relationship with my home, and relationship with Shiv Baba. Relationship with Baba. When we say Baba, then in reality, Baba means father. It means I am child. But I realize that relationship with Baba is actually as mother and father. In Hindi, in Gujarati, Ba is mother, and Baba means father. So relationship as in family cannot be without the mother. I am born, mother is needed to have relationship with my body. Relationship with my own self and relationship with my brothers and sisters, my mother and father are needed. And so this is why it's amazing that this tiny point of light, the Supreme Being, can fulfill the responsibilities of all relationships. Mother, father, friend, teacher, beloved, guide, Satguru, boss, in every area actually. But today we are discussing as a Brahmin. deep understanding of relationship with Baba and feelings of belonging to it. In the world as well, though we see that a relationship is with the physical mother, physical father, uncle, auntie, whatever, when we realize whole our life we have been always thinking of physical form is the relationship. Because of physical form, relationship is there. But we observe that when the soul leaves the body, what we do with that body? Either we bury according to the system, culture, country, religion, or we cremate it. Can you bury someone in the grave with whom you have a loving relationship? Can you put them in the fire and going many together to just offer this body to the fire? With whom was the relationship? Relationship through the body with the bodily being is through the body, but relationship was not the bodily being. And this is why Baba says, forget the body and bodily relations. And we think, my mother, my father, my friend, my beloved, my teacher, what that this costume is actually to play the role, to express and experience the relationship that we have on this planet with human beings. But it is the relationship of the soul with the soul. Because as soon as the soul has left the body, we do not keep that body anymore. Who left the body? Have you ever heard, body left the soul? Is this expression in any language? Body left the soul. Or soul left the body. The soul's relationship was with the body. And until that soul was in the body, we had a relationship. So again and again Baba says, forget the body and bodily relation. It does not mean that we don't even understand, we don't even consider that. But we never forget the physical body. But it is just the misunderstanding of who with whom I have the relationship. The soul expresses itself. So when Baba says, forget the body and be bodiless, on one side I put in front my body because I do not forget actually my physical face, my body. So what does it mean, forget the body? If there are, for example, you have attended, you have gone to see the football match or anything else, and maybe about 5,000 people are there, and a big photograph has been taken. And when you get the photograph, where does your intellect go? How do you recognize yourself? Do we forget our face? Do we forget our face? Or in a big photograph, instantly our vision goes and recognizes this physical form. So forgetting means remember that you are not this body. This is your photograph. You are not photograph. It is the photograph. Its body is made of matter. But you are beyond your master of this matter. Your relationship, of course, is only when the soul is in the body. So soul conscious, in the worldly sense, when we understand the difference between soul and body, there is freedom actually in life. So understanding the relationship with Baba is also relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul. And so I need to become conscious actually. The whole thing is forget body consciousness and remember that you are a soul. Become soul conscious. Then, and what is the meaning of soul conscious? The quality of the soul, the powers of the soul become active. These qualities are expressed and experienced just like in everyday life we see if a person becomes unconscious, the soul is in the body. But the soul does not recognize anyone, does not express his real feelings. And we say that he is unconscious. It means you are not using your qualities, you cannot use yourself, your speciality. So soul consciousness means all my qualities that I, the soul, have, the original eternal qualities of peace, of love, of knowledge, of purity, of happiness, of truth. So I make it active and express it. That is called soul consciousness. Interacting with each other in soul conscious as we are soul brothers. Because our parents are the same, we are children of the same parents. And this relationship with God is also of the soul. But the soul in meditation as well, it is not the dot coming like this connection. It is the quality of me as a soul, of pure and peaceful. So when we meditate, meditation, I had very good meditation. What was happening? Oh, I felt so peaceful. I had very lovely meditation. I experienced so much love from Baba. It is not bodily virtues. The virtues of the soul is connecting with God's qualities. This magnetic energy is pulling you. As Baba said, you become magnet. Others will come to you. A magnet of what? You become magnet of peace. You become magnet of purity. You become magnet of happiness. And then others are attracted with that. So in the same way, relationship with God as the bodiless being, I have to become bodiless means less making my organs less active, and I, the soul, am more active. When I am meditating, and we are really in good meditation, our limbs also, our body also becomes still. And even if you are, for example, sometimes feeling that you want to do something here is pulling you, when I am in meditation, you don't want actually to move your hands. You still, you control automatically. It will draw other people's attention, and I will be also more conscious of the body, so become detached. So my own relationship is also with my own powerful determination and understanding. Knowledge enables me to have a relationship with me, myself. Meditation is reality, is relationship of the soul with its own qualities. And so the same qualities, these qualities, when I develop this and like to be in peaceful atmosphere and conscious that I am as a child of God, I am a pure being, beyond matter, metaphysical energy. The higher you are, the purer energy becomes free from pull and influence. So just like matter also, the more up it is, the more pure it is. The air up is more pure than here. So, in the same way, the matter pulls us, the earth pulls us, the body consciousness, we are attracted towards the physical body. It means that my body, I am not even body conscious, but this attraction, matter has the energy, earth means. Earth has the energy of gravity. And so when I am body conscious, I would be pulled towards many things. And if I am pulled by my eyes, ears, sound, taste, so I am not focusing on the qualities of myself. I am pulled and attracted by others. So just like matter pulls me, earth has gravity, water has emotions, blood connection has emotions. Why Baba says forget body? Means body conscious, the property of the body is influencing you more than the qualities of the soul. Attraction, beautiful or ugly, reaction or rejection, that is called body conscious. But I am in this body, that I know. I do not forget my photo. I do not forget my hands and feet. I am sitting comfortably. It means body is there, but I am not connecting them with the property of matter, so they don't influence me. So I am then more Mishna easy. The more I go, the quality becomes subtle and subtle. When I am body conscious, I am pulled by body, means matter, earth is pulling me. When I am emotional, body relationships are creating a fuel in myself. So blood connection or water influencing me. Fire. So fire, I cannot hold it in my hand directly, but it is influencing me with its temperature. I am more conscious of it's very hot, it's very cold. So I get connected with this. I feel the quality of that more. My nose does not feel so much frozen, right? But my head feels, hand and feet get frozen very quickly. So it is just like we begin to focus on this. Then the air, I cannot see the air. I only see the air when the curtain is moving, the tree is moving, the leaves are moving. So through that quality I am pulled, you know. And space, I cannot actually hold the space with my hand. In space I am living here. So it means not to be, soul conscious means beyond the influence of the matter. And then even some things are happening around you. Somebody wants to pull your attention on gross things. And you say, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. Somebody criticizes you, corrects you. I don't mind. It doesn't matter, I don't mind. So means I am not pulled by that. I am focused on my original qualities. So when I am body conscious, I am using my sense organs more. Eyes, ears, taste, smell, touch. I am connected with that. And when I am soul conscious, I am connected with my original qualities of peace, of love, of purity, of happiness. And these are the qualities of God as well. So, meditation means like likes like. God loves me and I love God when godly qualities and my qualities are interacting with each other. So this is called connection, relationship. We don't have relationship with the body because God says forget the body. So my relationship with the body will not be. But through body I can feel, I am feeling peace, I am feeling happiness. So face is the expression, no? Face is the index of mind. Eyes are the windows of the soul. So I see what the qualities are there. So it is expressed outside and I breathe out, the vibrations are created. The air, the air is fresh, good thoughts, positive energies, wrong thought, negative thoughts, the air becomes heavy. So just like matter influences us and makes us the embodiment of their property, and when I am soul conscious, then I am really begin to experience my quality and quality magnetic energy, then God's quality is pulling me. Or I am remembering Baba and I am appreciating, Baba, you are so wonderful. Baba, you are so great. You are so merciful. You are blesser of the poor. So you begin to, what Baba said, your heart begins to speak to Baba. You begin to have heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Not the physical heart. Which heart is having conversation heart-to-heart? It is the feelings of the mind. Feelings of the soul is the heart of the soul. Just like somebody said, this one hurt me, my heart. It is not the physical heart, it's the mind. Feelings change. My heart is happy. And that happiness certainly because I am in this body and will palpitate through the physical heart. But in this palpitation I am experiencing, because this is what I am affected, good quality or bad quality. And so relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul means Baba's qualities are communicating with each other. Even in a Laukic way, our relationship with mother, father, friend, teacher is there when positive quality, communicate with the other person's positive qualities. We say, oh, this person is very good. Goodness, you see. So, and we say, we get on very well. He understands me, she understands me, I understand him. Right? And when misunderstanding, then imagination relationship is not good. Even in the worldly sense, relationship is positive energy with the positive energy, otherwise it is conflict. Conflict keeps us apart. Relationship brings us together. So relationship with God means Baba's quality. I am not only feeling in meditation, because relationship is not only for meditation time. I am child of God all the time. I am eating, I am cooking, I am bathing, I am walking. So relationship is, as a child of God, this God rejuvenates me. He does not give the birth to the soul, but he ignites, rejuvenates us, and that gives us new life. This is why we are twice born children. Brahmins are twice born. Physically we were born through an instrument, became parents, and spiritually we are born. Brahma mother and Shiva Baba father became our parents. Soul was not created by God. Neither body is created. Body is the property of matter. That's why it pulls us more. Because we are always in the physical world. And Baba says, consider yourself angels. We are beyond this physical world. So we don't grow physical wings, but we grow happiness. We increase our love for Baba, lightness in us. Our relationship with each other, with positive energy is positive. And when positive and negative has to handle, it is stress. In family we do manage to keep this. But a stress, too much stress. But I am responsible mother, I am responsible father. So what the quality of responsibility, we handle even stress. We handle even difficult nature of our children. Quality helps. The negative quality disturbs, but positive quality sets things together. And this is the same case with God. We have so many weaknesses. We have made so many mistakes. We have gone on wrong path. But Baba, God the purifier, God the bestower of blessings, God the pure liberator. So his own personality actually is the reason, connection with us. And that's why we are transformed. Gradually it is. So it is like reshaping us or reformation of our personality, rejuvenation of our life. But it is called making, creating. For example, I say, carpenter made this furniture. Is right? Exactly right. No mistake in it. Carpenter made this table. But when I understand the truth, carpenter shaped the table. He did not make the wood. Tailor made my dress. He made my dress, but he did not make the material. But he shaped in it. So God, creator, is creating new personality in me, from human being into deities, by divine virtues. So relationship with God is a good relationship, beautiful relationship, loving relationship, because God qualities are being put in us. He is using His qualities. And the more I begin to accept these qualities, so the more I use, the more I fill myself. And if I don't use it, I lose them. And I am using less, eventually I become virtueless. If I use more anger, peacelessness will be. More peace, more good relationship, peaceful, knowledgeful, blissful, loveful, successful. Fullness of what? The more the quality is used, more I become complete of all virtues. I become divine. So God makes human beings into deities, but it is transformation taking place. So it is from mother and father, Brahma mother and Shiva father, is we are learning to use our own qualities and qualities of God, and so God is our teacher, teaching us how to use this. And in this way, it is a rejuvenation taking place, transformation taking place through the education, understanding the meaning, understanding the relationship. Just God, my relationship becomes strong when I use my qualities and I'm aware of my qualities. Aware of my qualities, God's quality, then are working on me to transform myself. So, and that is, Baba says, have the intoxication. Remember the Father and have the intoxication of inheritance. Which inheritance? The conference age. Heaven is not here yet. So heaven, inheritance of paradise is a separate thing. That is a result, that is willed. God has willed that already. But here I get the inheritance. Inheritance from God. Golden age God doesn't come. And what I will get from Him? I get here at the confluence age. So I understand that if I have to get the inheritance, then I have to have the relationship with God of what God's property is. God does not have golden palaces, and God does not have Viman. He does not have beautiful flowers and gardens. But He gives me this, that is result of the relationship with God. So now, what is the relationship? What is the inheritance? God's property, God's qualities. Again and again, first quality, this quality of love expresses itself in the packet of knowledge. Love, because God loves us. God is love, God is truth, God is wisdom. So that quality of God, which is Baba's love for us, then gives He in this, giving knowledge to use that quality. So knowledge is our inheritance. Peace is our inheritance at the confluence age. Purity is our inheritance. Then we become Brahmin. With purity and knowledge, we begin to practice as a being, recognizing the mother and the father, and we begin to follow that put that quality into practice. We are growing then. I am 5 years Brahmin, I am 4 years Brahmin. So in this 4 years, how much I have taken the knowledge. Some are very slow. even after 60, 65 years, is still taking, more increasing, have not become full. So it takes time to actually understand that this is my inheritance, and inheritance means my birthright. Baba says it is your birthright. And if I don't have the realization with my mother, I have not taken birth. Birth is to the mother, and my mother is very interesting, entertaining aspect. Male body is my mother. Brahma is male, and through Brahma Shiva Baba gives me birth. I'm born through Brahma. So my relationship, in order to experience God's love, I need to understand relationship with Brahma. And then I run, and mother tells us, who is your father? So Brahma mother again and again gives this experience. That gives me, who is your father? Shiva Baba is your father. Brahma is my mother. And that knowledge that Baba speaks through Brahma's mouth, he does not speak from the soul world. He speaks here in this corporeal level he comes. So the understanding, the relationship, importance and depth, mother and father, both my relationship is that. That's why I have to follow Father Brahma. But it is a loving direction from Brahma mother. But as a body is physical, so in this connection we say, the father of humanity, follow Brahma's footsteps, means how he made effort, what mother has learned, wants to teach the children. What Brahma Baba has learned, he wants to teach us. So we follow the teachings, we follow his action, we follow his virtues put into action. But that coming, real direction is coming from Shiva Baba. The knowledge is coming from Shiva Baba. Brahma Baba is reshaping it. Using knowledge, he is making us Brahmins. And the more we imbibe these qualities, intoxication increases. Faith is increasing. The more clear we are, our intellect has faith, then we are able to adopt it more easily, and we are able to put into action. Then we realize it needs courage, it needs confidence, it needs attention. So then qualities what Brahma Baba practiced and became the embodiment of that virtues. So we begin to imbibe Baba's virtues, Brahma Baba's virtues, to face the situations. By being in the physical body, I can handle the situation. So Shiva Baba then gives the power how you handle it, but we learn through Brahma Baba. And some say, but I have not seen Brahma Baba. It is not a question of physical form. Then even Brahma Baba was here, he would not allow us to stay all the time in with Baba. Even those who were in Karachi in Yajna, 35 years, may 14 years they lived together. And when they came to Mount Abu, gradually he started sending two sisters together at one place and said, now what you have learned, you then give it to others. So it is not that it is a question of coming and staying here. I remember I used to come from Jaipur, where I was living in Jaipur in museum. I used to come after a few months. Brahmins are ready, and then I would bring them, that they can meet Baba, Bhaktada. And after 3-4 days, he would say, "Child, when are you going? When are you going for service?" "But I have come to meet Baba." So he would say, one time I said to him, I said, "Baba, when all others come, they stay 10 days, 15 days, and after 4-5 days you ask me, when are you going? Child, go here, child, go there. Is there no space for me to be in Madhuban?" He says, "The clouds are formed at the ocean above. They don't stay there. They go and shower and then come back again. So you are Jnana cloud. You have filled it. Now you go, shower and come back." So would not allow to stay longer. Or then sometimes even after 6 months, coming once a year, not staying all the time. But what is sustaining us is the Murli. Of course, meeting, being present in Madhuban, being very close to the family, that is bonus and our fortune. But the real sustenance, what Baba is giving, and our relationship with Baba, Murli is the method of relationship. If I don't read Murli, and if I don't think about it, or I don't churn it, so my mind will be wandering at other places. So through Murli is Murli mother, no, the knowledge that Brahma Baba gave, Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. Shiva Baba gives knowledge, Brahma Baba gives the experience. And also the example how to use in different situations. Shiva Baba's powers are knowledge, purity, peace, love, wisdom, truth, which are empowering the soul. And Brahma Baba then teaches power to withdraw, power to face, power to cooperate, power to pack up, power to tolerate, power to adjust. What Brahmin, what in the world is needed, that mother is teaching us. Brahma Baba is teaching us. So how much I am following Brahma Baba, it is not the physical footstep. It is how he became perfect. How he became so elevated. How he became angel so quickly. So he invoked that perfect stage in action. So even the physical body became so pure and purified that it looked like a transparent body. Like in trance light, we see Baba's picture. But at many times it was visible just like the transparent body of light. Baba sitting in, now we sit in the trance light picture sitting, and that time it was just like this light is affecting us. So relationship of the mother and father. Through Murli, then relationship is with the teacher. And if I don't do the homework, certainly I am left behind it. So Murli in the class is teachings, and during the day is the homework. So again and again, practicing I am soul, and as I said, soul consciousness means I am consciously using these qualities in my thoughts, in my interaction, in my connection. So then you become the embodiment of divine virtues. Baba, every day, sweet children, this is not just the addressing sweet, but he has faith in us. And this sweetness he wants to teach us, that we imbibe divine qualities and we imbibe dharma powers. Then Satguru, the true light, the truth guiding, God's truth is guiding us and God's truth is protecting us. And this is why that we need to follow Shrimat. Which Shrimat? There are actually, there's difference between Maryadas. These are the ones to make the Brahmin life strong. There are some discipline in life. There is some control, controlling power. The power to direct our life in the right direction. Ruling power, controlling power. It's through virtues and powers we transform. Otherwise transformation does not take place. So relationship with God, good, if we have relationship, good relationship, then their qualities begin to match and they begin to follow the same way of, same pattern. In the Laukik way, we also say, oh, this mother and daughter are alike. This father and son are one. Father and son are one. In means their opinions, they are one. In their qualities, they are one. In their business, they are same cleverness together. So close relationship again, it's the specialities and qualities developing. And so Baba is teaching us every day. Satguru gives us Shrimat, not only just following the principles of disciplines, but practice of seeing a soul, other person, a soul brother. How much actually I remember this. This is, Baba said, this is Shrimat in the last week. It was wordings for this. See other person as a soul brother and see them as a diamond. 2-3 days, last week, maybe 10 days before, not less. See them, a diamond. And even you know that you are not seeing them a diamond, you are experiencing them a charcoal, a black coal, no? With your powerful vision of soul consciousness and love and benevolence, change that charcoal into diamond. This is Shrimat. So virtues using, powers using in difficult situations. This is what it is, relations. So now I am following Brahma Baba. How much my capacity has increased. Dadis have used this. Didis have used this. Brothers have used this. Senior brothers became the embodiment of examples for others. Dadis became examples because they followed it. They practiced it. So relationship was strong. It is, and the best relationship is God, my friend. Every relationship is beautiful one. A mother, father, teacher, Sadguru, friend. So can share your feelings with your friend, heart to heart conversation. Human beings, we share, there is fear inside that what I have shared with him or her, sometimes she is going to speak to others and we hesitate to share with him. We trust and then situations come, we realize, oh, this person is not trustworthy. All my secrets I shared with him. And he has begun speaking to others. And one time, there was class of Kumaris with Mama. And one Kumari said, "Mama, I trusted this sister so much and I shared all my things to open my heart and to let go of heaviness. I spoke to her and I said, please keep inside you. And what I found, that she has spoken to this dadi and she has spoken to that dadi. She tell them, I told her, and she couldn't keep in her mouth, her mouth shut. Mama said, something which you could not keep in your mouth shut. How can you say that others should keep their mouth shut? You could speak to Baba and get power from him, but you spoke to them. So you could not control your mouth. And you are telling us to keep your mouth shut, don't talk about it. So, speak to Baba as your friend. You spoke to your friend, but that friend has a limited capacity to maintain inside, because otherwise this will make heavy. So she would not like to keep the things which are not, which doesn't belong to her. So she has and then gave to somebody else. So this is why, just make Baba your friend, lovely friend, and he has the, he's the ocean, will merge inside. He's welcome, he welcomes you. She said, Baba, how can Baba welcome my rubbish? Mama said, then do you think, this was another incident. So that was a different situation. Someone said to Mama that this one again and again comes and speaks the things which I don't want to listen. Gossip. This I don't want to. I don't want to waste my time. I am not dustbin. Mama said, you would have kept that bin open and that person understood that this bin can take the dust, dustbin can take the dust. If you would have taken interest, it means you have opened your dustbin. If you think my heart is not dustbin, keep it locked. The dust will not come in. So meaning is that Baba, if I open my heart to Baba, Baba is not going to spread about it or speak to anyone. And so this, as I was saying the before, that the human beings, we tell something, they spread, but Baba, she asked Mama, but Mama, how can he accept? Doesn't matter, my weaknesses, my rubbish, he says, give rubbish to me. How will Baba accept me if I have so many weaknesses and so much rubbish inside? Mama said, one of the titles that Baba gives to the teachers or to Baba's knowledgeable children, Gyan Ganges, rivers. So he's teaching the knowledge. He showers the rain of knowledge, and those teachers, sisters, Kumaris, brothers, mothers, whoever, when they take that water of knowledge, they become river, purifying. But river, everyone throws rubbish from different places, is coming in the rivers. And rivers, the river's destination is the ocean. The ocean accepts the rivers, including the rubbish, and makes them like himself, these rivers become ocean. So say to speak to Baba, let anything, whatever it is. There are certain directions, guidance. Of course, speak to your instruments, seniors. But something is not going away from your heart. Make Baba your friend and speak to Baba. Write to Baba. So lightness will come. Joy will emerge in you. Baba is washerman. So understand the meaning of washerman. Baba says, I wash your dirty clothes. It is not that this was, this clothes he washes. It's through these actions of our body. We perform actions that is, and that becomes our sanskaras, nature for a long time. The actions are not clean and clear. So through this body, through this cloth, our actions are weak, our actions are impure, our actions are not satisfactory. So Baba wants to change the actions, wants the cloth, and also he washes the soul, purifies the soul. So what is the meaning of that? And in that conversation, someone was sharing, but since I have come to Baba, I notice that the thoughts, I never thought about it. I was not interested in gossip or this kind of thing. But now, I find that all this is erupting. Mama says, understand the meaning of this. Your clothes are dirty, for example, and you put in the wash in a bucket. That time washing machines were not so common. Washing was always you, in order to wash your one or two clothes, you put in a basket, put some soap, put some deep hot water, and soak it for some time. What do you notice? All the cloth that was dust was in the cloth that had come on the surface. What would you do? Would you say, oh, my cloth so dirty? In fact, that cloth, the dust that was there in the cloth, now have come up. Throw the water out. You don't keep that then. The dust has come in the water. So you change that water. Put some more soap in it. Right? And then see it. Your cloth becomes clean, but what was inside is come up. Throw that away. Don't keep it. Don't. Why it is happening? Why mind is wandering? Put with a new soap and new water. Create new thoughts. Create Baba's teachings, what Baba has given. That you think about at that time. And then, automatically, don't be afraid of it. Sakar Baba said, Baba is your surgeon, your doctor, homeopathic medicine he gives. A doctor gives medicine, homeopathic. All the sickness which is inside first erupts. But if you stop the medicine, it will remain and not curing. So continue to do the medicine also. And don't worry, but make sure that you put some positive energy in it. And replacement will take place. Weakness will go, virtues will come. Baba, my boss. So he is, now I am working in godly company, God's business, and we are partner of the new world, creating new world. So God, boss, give me different directions every day. And so it means in order to have relationship with Him, you need to communicate the methods of service. You put your energy and time, then you are creating in this, create the intoxication, create faith in yourself and put that direction into action. So your relationship will become very natural for service, for knowledge first. In order to become Vishnu, you need to keep these four ornaments or four subjects. The four subjects are actually different relationships with Baba. When you are spinning the cycle of self-realization, it is the knowledge which makes me aware to see my true self, my divine original stage of the beginning, through the middle till the end, Swadarshan Chakradhari. That is knowledge that Baba is giving, godly student. But I am learning Raj Yoga. Second subject, mace, is the power. Then increase your yoga power and then you will be able to transform yourself. You will be able to conquer Maya, challenges of Maya. Third subject is inculcation, practical life, detachment, loving, lotus flower. So this Satguru gives us direction to practice this. Truth is knowledge. It becomes real and truth. Spirituality becomes reality. Knowledge teachings become real in our life. That is called dharana. Dharana is not in the notebook. The point of dharana we write in the notebook. But others note that I have dharana when they see in my heart, in my life. So that is what practically following the direction of Sadguru, making the knowledge true in my practical life. And then Baba has come to create the new world and He gives me job. So is my boss. To create different relationships and take the responsibility. So putting that making reality, the knowledge reality, spirituality reality, then we are able to enjoy all the relationships with Baba. Guide, liberator, purifier, washerman, jeweler, today He said. So from all the gold, the soul gold has been alloys mixed in it. Baba uses different analogies in order to create different relationship with us. So in order to remove the alloy, the ornament has to be dismantled, melted, identity changed, and not gold and not jeweler and jewelry anymore, but liquid gold, pure gold. Right? As is the gold, so is the body. That is me, so is the jewelry. And Baba says, you are decoration, you are my jewels. So He first makes us jewels and then make the body jewelry. And that's a beautiful body, valuable life. So whatever analogies, language Baba uses, understanding the meaning of it, that we understand more, we practice more, we begin to feel in reality. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thank you.